B'siyata Dishmaya, we've discussed 4 steps to answer the question of why we exist, what our purpose is every moment. And all this is based on Hashem's perspective, the only absolute truth. Step number one, Hashem created us only to be good to us. Step number two, that goodness takes place ultimately in Olam Haba. Step number three, we're in this world for the sole purpose of earning our Olam Haba. And step number four, the ultimate way of earning Olam Haba is Emuna. We've been discussing the difference between knowing Emuna as opposed to sincerely living with Emuna. One is Emuna in one's head, just knowing it. One is real Emuna in one's heart, really living with it, is greater than the distance between heaven and earth. And this is our life's work. To share one more angle to illustrate this concept, we know, and as the Torah commentaries teach us, that the reason for the mitzvahs ultimately is Emuna, meaning Emuna is the tree. It's the roots with the tree itself. And then there's many branches. Mitzvahs are very important. They're one of the branches ultimately based on the fact that we were created to have Emuna. So let's take an example. If we were to ask ourselves, is it logical in our minds to give charity? Many people would say, yes, it's a very nice thing to do. Is it logical to visit a sick person? Another mitzvah we have, Bikur Cholim. Yes, also very nice thing to do. We want to be nice. We want to do good things naturally. Is it logical to honor one's father and mother? Also, we appreciate them, etc. What if one would have a father or mother which in their opinion doesn't deserve their honor? Maybe they didn't look after them properly. Maybe one was abused, etc. What would one say then? Some people, when I've discussed this question with them, they responded, well, in that case, you shouldn't honor your father and mother. Now, Hashem has made it easy for us because, again, that is based on perspective. One may say, well, what do you mean? Even if they've done certain things very wrong, you're only alive because of your father and mother. So, of course, you should honor them. Hashem has made it easy for us in that whether we understand or we don't, the guidelines are clear. The halacha is there. We know what to do. We know what not to do. We have the details. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. But from our point of view, our job is to fulfill Hashem's mitzvahs in the most impeccable way that we can. A classic example that is quite a common way to explain this is if one types on the internet, www.somesortofwebsite.com. Everything else is correct except there is a comma instead of a dot. It will not go through. And in the same way, do we really believe one didn't do the mitzvah exactly as Hashem has prescribed, but almost right? I'm sure Hashem understands. There's a place for that. We're not meant to beat ourselves up. We'll discuss that further also. But the point we're trying to illustrate is, do we really believe that it makes such a difference how we do the mitzvah? Do we really believe that the exact prescription Hashem has given us is the only way that it will ultimately achieve its purpose? There's a prohibition for a man and woman to be secluded in a room. So you take a man, 20-year-old guy, and he goes to visit a 95-year-old sickly woman. She's 95 years old. She's bedridden. She's very, very sick. She's not very attractive either. What would one's perspective and logic dictate? Well, in that case, there's no prohibition anymore of yichud. Because, I mean, if the whole prohibition for a man and woman to be secluded is so that they don't become enticed to sinning, who would become enticed with a sickly 95-year-old woman? Yet, the halacha, in that case, may state that just like under normal circumstances, a male may not become secluded with a woman, so too, the halacha will not change in this case. In fact, there's a story of the great stipler, the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Once he was in a room, he suddenly realized that he was in a situation of yichud, and he climbed out the window to not be under those circumstances any longer. That's what we're trying to express. What does it mean to really believe? When Hashem says, don't commit the transgression of being secluded in the room. If we find ourselves secluded in the room, this is what Hashem said not to do. It must be really bad. So if you have to climb out the window to immediately relieve oneself from such a transgression, do it immediately. Do we really believe, or do we say, look, anyway, I'm in a room with a 95-year-old woman. She's sickly. The whole reason is so illogical now. Or do we say, if Hashem said so, I trust him. The Aruch HaShulchan, in fact, writes, the reason we honor our father and mother is not because we appreciate them. We honor our father and mother because Hashem said so. Every mitzvah that we perform, we do so only because Hashem said so, not because we understand the importance of it. Even when we do not understand the importance of a mitzvah, we ought to treat it with utmost importance because Hashem has told us what is important and what is not. And we believe His prescription.